This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Delighting in evil means this: you take joy privately when somebody else messes up. You get a kick out of that. That's delighting in evil. I hope he falls flat on his face at work. Well, I hope she fails at this venture or that venture. I hope she has problems in her marriage. I hope she has problems with her health. And love, true love, does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Everything that's right and positive. Why? Because anything minus love equals zero. Let's bring up verse 7. It's a series of always statements. Love always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. You know what's interesting about the word always? I didn't bring this up in the first service. Think of how many times you've used the word always with your husband or wife or your kids. And here's how you used it. You always do that. You always talk like that. You always behave that way. And we use the word always in a negative context. You do, and so do I. And we use it to generalize people's behavior. And here Paul uses it in a positive way. Love always protects. Love always trusts. It always hopes, and it always perseveres. What is it that people will be able to say about you when you're dead and gone that you did always? Hopefully you loved. Why? Because anything minus love equals zero. I told a powerful story, I think I did, written by Janelle Williams Paris, who is a professor of anthropology at Bethel College, St. Paul, Minnesota. 5 years ago, Janelle had triplet boys who died shortly after birth. I can't imagine the grief of having three baby boys and losing all three of them. So Janelle says Mother's Day is extremely difficult for her, and understandably so. And yet she has some powerful things to say about Mother's Day that I want to share with every mother that's here today, because it's good advice for everybody, men or women. She says this: let's be gentle with each other this Mother's Day. Let's celebrate with the women who do have happy families. And there are people who seem happy. Let's rejoice with them. But let's also remember the women and the men and the girls and boys who were deeply hurt by their mothers, physically and emotionally. Let's remember the mothers who have lost their children. Let's remember the women who long to be wives and mothers, but they're not. Let's come together and worship Jesus Christ alone, not an idealized image of our mothers or ourselves. Mother's Day will be hard for me this year, no matter what. But here's what she says: but I'll do my best to be blessed on that day. Instead of comparing myself to greeting card moms, I'll think of the real women in my life who carry both great happiness and deep sorrows. I'll remember women in my own story, my own Christian story, who include Eve, Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, and Mary. And I'll go to church, get this, not to celebrate motherhood on Mother's Day, but to receive the love of God who loves us all. I'll go to church on Mother's Day not to celebrate motherhood, but to receive the love of God who loves us all. Psalm 103 says, like as a father who has compassion on his children, so the Lord is to us.
Well, this week and next, two messages taken from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the love chapter of the Bible, the most well-known chapter of 1 Corinthians in my mind. We want you to hear part 2 from verses 8 through the end of the chapter about the qualities of love and the permanence of love. There's nothing more permanent in your life than the love of Christ. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.